This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a challenger for Carriker's Trivia Challenge. But real quick, before we do that, all right, we did a little digging. Jake did a little digging. It is in fact true. Wisconsin has a former player named Gary Kasper. I bet that's who they brought back. It's Gary Kasper versus Dana Holgorsen this weekend, and that's why Luke Fickell doesn't want to talk about it. We'll ignore that he played defense. He was their second all-time leading tackler. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Also, segment two of Adam Carriker, the Adam Carriker Show, and the ticket is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, a barbecue nacho. That just sounds good. All right. A full slab of ribs, half smoked chicken. Why would you not go here? Go here, ladies and gentlemen. It's phenomenal. Much, much more. Plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, Jake, bring on our victor. I mean, our guest onto the show.
All right, Jordan, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jordan can hear us. He's looking to put Adam Kerr under 500. In our game show here. What is at stake? Well, that is, of course, $20 to the Pillar Restaurant Group, which includes Goodson's Deli Fresh Subs and Piedmont Bistro. If you are out there, you should be cheering for Adam in this one because he plays for the people. If Adam wins, then caller number three gets to claim the prize. If Jordan wins, well, of course, Jordan gets the prize. So are you ready to go, Jordan? Typically, we go with the opposition first.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm ready to go.
All right. This week, it's Wisconsin trivia. Of course, the opponent for the upcoming week. I get some game show music in here just to make it all feel nice and comfy there. All right, let's go at three questions, either or. You can't be that far off. Who had more career rushing yards, Jonathan Taylor or Ron Dayne?
I'm going Jonathan Taylor.
It was actually Ron Dayne.
Ooh, all right, all right, all right.
Next one up. More career rushing yards, was it P.J. Hill or Braylon Allen?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Braylon Allen.
It is actually P.J. Hill in this case. And for a chance to get on the board here, more career passing yards, Joel Staube or Graham Mertz?
Joel Staube.
It is Joel Staube, so Jordan does finish with 1 point and is hoping for a poor performance from Adam Carriker. Carriker, we move over to you now. The pressure is on.
Bring it.
More career rushing yards for Wisconsin, Monty Ball or Melvin Gordon?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Oh, Melvin Gordon.
It is Monty Ball.
You mean the three quarters in the snow didn't make a difference there?
It did. Oh, just God. If he would have played another year, I think he would have.
All right.
Anthony, more career rushing yards for Wisconsin, Anthony Davis or James White?
Anthony Davis.
That is correct. Anthony Davis, you're on the board for the win. Otherwise, we'll have to go to tiebreaker. Who had more career receiving yards for Wisconsin? Is it Jared Aberderis or Lee Evans?
Lee Evans.
It was Lee Evans. Carriker wins and goes above 500. Jordan, thank you for playing in any case today.
Jordan?
Thank you,
Jordan.
Yep. And by the way, Jordan, as you hang up, you can still be caller number three. So whoever is caller number three now, 402-464-5685, will win the prize today. Once again, $20 to the Pillar Restaurant Groups to include Good Sense Deli, Fresh Subs, and Piedmont Bistro.
Here's what matters the most. My winning percentage is now 60%, which brings me above Steve Sippel.
That's right.
That is. It doesn't matter that he's done this about 500 more times than I have. I'm 3-2, which brings me to a 60% winning percentage. So Sippel, if you're out there, I'm just ahead of you, buddy. I'm just ahead of you, my friend. Sippel is so awesome. I love Shut Up Sippel. That is a phenomenal game they do here on every, well, not every morning, but they do every week here on the morning show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was a quick one. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about Joey Galloway. Says they should bench Indiana's starting quarterback versus Ohio State, Curtis Rourke. And then we're going to play Matt Rhule's press conference comments on Tommy Hill, who will not be playing the last two regular games of the season. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.